Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Evolve Your Soul podcast. In today's episode, we are going to be talking about how to become your best version of yourself.
Yeah, so I guess we'll go through things we did to progress spiritually, mentally, emotionally, physically, and become the version that we are of ourselves today.
Yeah, absolutely. So I guess we could really dive in now and talk about how to improve our daily routine.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I feel like the version of a self that we've become is like hidden in our daily routine, things that we did daily through discipline and commitment, not just motivation, that got us to where we are.
Absolutely.
So what was that for you? What did that look like?
Oh, well, for me, like I still have a self-sabotaging
mechanism.
Self-sabotaging mechanism where I turn to like TV shows, where like I'll turn to Netflix or something and I'll just keep watching stuff even though I know I have so much that I need to do. And for me to get out of that, I have to just put all my technology away and give myself at least half an hour and do be in the present moment, whether that be cleaning the house, washing the dishes, or doing something with my dog. Just getting out of that rut to try and really find my way back to what I like to do. And you can't find that when you're when you've got something in front of you all the time. Once you're out in nature as well, like I find it just comes to you. Yeah. But for me to get into like a better routine, I started like, you know, practicing gratitude and practicing meditation and breath work. And you've got to be kind to yourself when you're starting out in these things, because if you're not kind, how can you practice like compassion for others if you can't even give it to yourself? So I found that I was like really like pushing to just sit with myself for a little bit and just allow myself to be present and not be like, oh my God, you should be doing so much more. So
yeah,
that's like the basic minimum for me, how I started. But yeah, how about you?
I just have a question.
Yes. Yeah.
So what started like your self-love journey? Like where was it, like a moment where you were like, I want to become this version of myself? Or was it just like over time you just made small changes and you realized that you were becoming a different person that you aligned with more?
A little bit of both. It was kind of like I was always seeking stuff from others, like validation or like love from other people, and I wasn't even giving that to myself first. So it was kind of like, okay, I need to start practicing little changes in my day, my routine, to improve that. And I guess like, you know, overthinking is a big part of it as well. I was always overthinking like, what if people don't want to do stuff with me? Like, what if people think I'm annoying? And it was just like, I need to go and sit with myself and just be present with myself. And that's what really started it for me.
Yeah, it's such a process as well.
Yeah.
I feel like for me, like my version of rock bottom was miserable. It was like next level. And I feel like because like I didn't have anyone around me and I didn't really see a reason to like continue, like I was just kind of like there.
Mm.
And I feel like when I was alone, there was always just this little voice in the back of my mind that was just like, there's better things on the other side of this. Like it was just like pulling me, even though like everything around me was telling me not to. And I just kind of thought, you know, like I can't let anyone down. So I just like kept going. And that's when I realized like I started doing things for me that made me feel better. And I stopped caring like what other people thought of that, because I realized that like my validation is the only thing that matters. Like it, your life, your validation matters, my life, my validation matters.
Oh my God. Yeah. When you say that, it just brought me back to a memory. Like when I first started going to the beach for like sunrises about a few years ago, it was like 7 a.m. and my mom called me. She's like, what are you doing? Like, why are you at the beach right now? Like it's a Tuesday, 7 a.m. Like, what are you doing there? I'm like, oh, I really wanted to watch the sunrise. So I came down. Oh, it's so weird. Like people don't realize that they have the power to just do whatever they want. Yeah. You know, like they feel like they're stuck in a structured routine. Like they have to be doing this or that. Otherwise it's like frowned upon kind of thing. Or it's kind of just like, oh, I wish I could do that. Not saying that my mom was like wishing that, you know, she could do that, but it just reminds me of like when you first start changing your ways, your habits, and your little routines, and like doing things to make you happy, it's going to seem weird to others.
Mm.
And then that's when you have to just seek your own validation rather than someone else's. So it all kind of just like flows.
Yeah.
And I feel like every time in the episodes, I'm always talking about like flowing in a circle, like everything will work its way around for you.
Yeah. I feel like, yeah, definitely, because I resonate with that, like the self-love journey. But before I entered that phase of my life, because I feel like I entered that phase probably like a year and a half ago. But like before that, there was like a solid year, 2 years, where I was like in the awareness phase, where I was like still trying to understand what happened, why it happened, why people do the things they do. And that's when I entered psychology, and I had this like greater understanding of like people, like behavior, all of that stuff. And I feel like when I started learning about that, I felt more confident in myself, and I didn't have to like identify myself with other people's beliefs and opinions and all that stuff,
yeah,
and become like my own actual person and not this robot that has been built by everyone else around me. And then after I had that great understanding and awareness, then I started my self-love journey, where I actually started doing things that I enjoyed. And that's when I found meditation stuff. And like, I was telling my family and stuff, like, guys, when you meditate, you can actually see things. And they were like, yak, yak, yak. Like,
yeah, yeah.
They were like, okay, Abby, enough of that. And then it's like, but look where it's taken me.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Look where it's taken me.
I feel like I was more self-love and then self-awareness, because I was still unsure about like why people did the way like they did things the way that they do. And I was just like, oh, I'm just gonna keep doing things for myself. And I thought it was more like independence, like I don't need anyone. And I would always wait for people, like would make plans, and I'd be like, yep, cool, and then like they'd cancel, and I would be the one left upset because I'd gotten my hopes up so much for someone to do something with me that I just never ended up doing anything. And I feel like this has come up, you know, a few episodes for me, like,
yeah,
and it was something that I wasn't self-aware of, and I would always let myself down by not doing the things that I wanted to do. So I just took that initiative, started doing the things I wanted to do, not waiting for anyone, and it just worked out so much better for me and mentally. And then I started adding in like meditation and breath work. Like, I never knew how important it was until of like recently, like with breath work, like that has changed me in the last 6 months since incorporating it into my life.
Yeah. Would you say that like the breath work is a part of your daily routine, or like a weekly routine?
Absolutely.
And what are other things that you do on the daily that got you here?
Yeah. So like now I have a weekly routine. So I will do a breath work and meditation usually on a Sunday. And I'll do that, so then it sets me up for the week ahead. That I've had this hour for me. I've created a safe space for me to just be in my own presence. And then once I'm kind of like awaking from the meditation, it's like I'm looking at all the colors and everything like in the sky, or like my surroundings, so differently. Because before then I was kind of just like in a mode of just like survival. And then I get myself down to a point where it's like, okay, you have to like take a step back and like come back into your body, because I feel like most of us don't really live inside. You know, we're too focused on everything outside of us that we just always forget about the inside. And I've found that I also incorporate like fresh daily juices now. So that's a thing that just makes me feel good. And I used to be an avid coffee drinker. Like, I would have like 3 or 4 cups of coffee a day. And now I only have 1 in the morning. So I usually have a morning routine.
Yeah.
So I'll wake up, walk my dog, then I'll sit down for about an hour and I'll just journal and just sit with myself. And then I'll have my breakfast and my coffee, and then like I'll go to the gym, and then I'll do work and go about my day like that. So that's pretty much for me.
Yeah. Morning routine is so important to ground you and set you up for the day. And I feel like, for me, having a morning routine has changed the game, because when I didn't have a morning routine and I just like get up to my alarm, quickly get ready, rush out the door, it's like I was so reactive. Like, if someone like merged in front of me, like didn't put their indicator on, I'd be like, oh, like fuck you, asshole. Like,
yeah.
But now it's like after I do that morning routine, I'm just like, I'm not even fazed. Like, that literally doesn't matter like at all. And it's just like you don't realize until you start doing it.
And you're not in that rush mindset of like I've really got to be quick. I've got to get to this place. Like, everyone is making me late, when realistically it was yourself making you late. Like, you can blame it on everyone else, but until you take that awareness and really bring it into you, like, that was your fault. You woke up late, you slept through your alarm, or like, you didn't give yourself enough time because you thought you needed more sleep, when realistically you could have set yourself up better the day before by going to bed earlier. Waking up earlier. Like, I found that I would always be like early to things, so I've never really struggled with the whole waking up late kind of thing, but I know of people who have, and it's like, why do you do that to yourself?
Guilty.
Yeah. Like, even when we were on holiday, I was awake at like 5 a.m. and then you're just like waking up at 7. You're like,
I was like, yeah, I'll be up at 5, we'll go for a walk. And I checked my phone at 7 and you were like, you already like conquered the day.
I've already gone for a walk, I've had breakfast, got my coffee, like made the bed, cleaned up, everything. Yeah. And you're just like waking up. I'm like, good morning. And it's not even funny. Like, it is funny. All we can do is laugh about it, because really. Yeah.
Like, it's because I was so determined. Like, it's something that I still want to it's something that I still want to do, like wake up earlier, because the energy when you wake up earlier is so much better.
Yeah.
And I just feel like I'm taking accountability. I haven't been committed to that, like, part of my morning routine. Like, my morning routine will look like just waking up whenever, which it's not like I sleep until like 10 every day. Like, I usually wake up at like around seven. And like, then I do like my visualization, my meditation, my affirmations, my voice recording, I'll pull a card.
I feel like then the road's already busy at that time. Like, you, where if you wake up earlier, it's a bit quiet, you can just sit with it, like with all the noise.
Yeah.
So I literally go to bed at 7:30 at nighttime, and I wake up anytime between 3:30 and 4:30. Yeah. I know. It's insane.
I'm like astral traveling, you're waking up. I'm like full in a lucid dream running around some galaxy.
Oh, I don't know, like, okay, like, the latest that I'll ever sleep in is usually like 5. I set my alarm to wake up at 5. So I have a routine on my phone where it's like, I need to be in bed at 7:30. And I feel like now that it's getting darker, like, you know, it's going easier. Yeah, look, I never used to go this early to bed, like, in summer, because obviously the sun was out.
Yeah.
But, you know, even then in summer, I'd still be waking up so early. So I would try to go to bed, but when the sun's out, your body clock's just awake.
Yeah.
So now it's kind of like, hell yeah. Yeah. I don't feel as bad for going to bed so early.
Yeah.
But I'm waking up and it's still pitch black, and I've got to walk my dog, because he, as soon as I open my eyes, I do not get a chance.
He's ready to go.
He's ready. He's like, stand over me, like, are you ready?
Yeah.
He's like, okay, so let's go. Yeah.
His name's Treads.
Cheddar, like the cheese. But yeah, so I guess in terms of like morning routine, it's very important to set yourself up the day before.
Yeah. But it's, I feel like your morning routine is what you make it. Like, everyone's different. Like, same with like even your style of meditation, your style of breath work, like, everyone's different, and you need to do what feels right for you. And it's not like you need a, there's no rule book.
Yeah.
Like,
you just have to keep trying things as well. I find that trial and error is the best.
Find what works for you.
Yeah. Even if something, you try it and it doesn't work out for you, it doesn't mean you failed. It just means that
it's not for you.
Yeah. Exactly. And I found that was a really big lesson, you know, in the last few years, is learning those lessons. Oh my God. 11:11. But yeah, like, learning all of that.
Yeah.
So how does one regulate their nervous system? Abby, is there anything that works for you to help you regulate?
Yeah, I feel like there's two things for me. There's the breath work, which we'll talk about, and there's also the awareness of things, because if you're not aware, then it's still just trapped in your body. You need to bring it up and then release it through your breath work. But then again, your breath work will do the subconscious side of things that you're not even aware of. So,
yes,
talking about that. There's so many different styles of breath work. When I first started doing breath work, it was for my meditation, to like get in that hypnagogic state. But I was doing breath work that I just felt intuitively drawn to, not really realizing that it was an actual method that people teach. I haven't been to any breath work things because I know you've been to breath, you do breath work a lot, like actual sessions. So how do those go for you?
That's actually, it's wild because my first session, I didn't realize how powerful it was because during the breath work and then you do meditation straight after. So you're kind of like clearing, getting your brain from that high beta down to the low beta with the breath work. And then you go into that meditative state. And then like when they're talking through the meditation and they're like letting go, I didn't realize, but like my body just like I started crying. And that's just a lot of the emotion that was like trapped inside my body that I never realized. And I guess since then, that's why it's been so important for me to continually do that at least once a week. Because you think you are over something or a situation and it might come up next time for you. It could be the same thing and you thought, I've already let it go. But you need to really dig to the deeper, like the root of the issue to really let it go.
Yeah, I agree with that. A few weeks ago, I was doing breath work and I don't know if you know, when you get like PTSD, like you, your memory will be like erased from the whole situation to like protect yourself. So you know what happened, but you don't remember like the details of it because it's just so like traumatic.
Yeah.
And I was doing breath work the other day and this is something that I thought that I actively like have healed. And as I was like doing the breath work, like I was going back into the visions of what happened, the stuff that I didn't see, couldn't remember, couldn't process. It was obviously still in my memory, but it was subconscious. Like, you know, it was packed away.
Yeah.
And through the breath work, I accessed those and I had to watch it all happen again. Oh. And it was just like so emotional, but it was so healing at the same time.
Yeah.
To like, you know, acknowledge what happened and like see it for what it is and not have it just be lingering in your mind and in your like energetic body.
Yeah.
So it was like a huge emotional release. And like, obviously, you know, you're crying a bit.
Yeah.
But it's just so healing because like it comes back up for you to heal more so you can move forward and not project those things back onto future events and stuff. So
yes,
I feel like that was very profound experience that I had with breathwork recently. And yeah, you can feel the sensations in your body from the trauma that had happened.
Yeah.
So that's just fucking crazy.
And in, like speaking of sensations as well, like if you've never done breathwork before, once you start to release all that extra, what's it called? Like the carbon...
Carbon
dioxide. Once you release all of that extra stuff like out of your body and it's just pure oxygen, then you literally will start to feel tingles, like even in your body,
your like, cells if, like rejuvenate.
Yeah. So I thought that was crazy when I first did it and I was like, what the hell? Like I thought I was going a bit numb and my mouth was going dry and I was just like, whoa. But you've got to just sit with that for a minute and just take it in and just realize they're just sensations. They're not forever. It's just for this moment to be present with it. And that's really important.
Yeah.
But yeah, if you guys can take anything away from this, it's even if you haven't done breath work, even if you haven't tried something new, still have that attitude that you're willing to try these things.
Yeah. And there's so many resources out there if you are wanting to do something for you, become the best version of yourself. There's so many different things from like breath work, meditation, diet, like so many things. So we can like leave a bunch of those on our Instagram.
Oh my God. Yes.
Yeah.
And quickly, diet. Diet changed a whole lot for me too. Since stop eating meat.
Yeah.
Incredible.
Low vibrational. I mean, I still eat meat. I still eat chicken. But obviously it's something I'm moving towards. I'm just like adjusting because my diet isn't the greatest.
So. It's very hard to adjust to it first.
Yeah. But
honestly,
I feel like it's just the nutrition side of it. As long as you're eating good.
Yeah.
You know.
You just have to have that mind. I think it shifts in your mindset as well. Like
it is like you will not do it until your mind is ready.
Yeah, exactly. I was like trying for years and then I just couldn't do it. And then something just clicked like about 6-7 months ago. I just haven't had meat since.
Yeah.
Can't do it.
That's like me. I was like, yeah, like I'm not eating meat anymore. And then, like, I went, like, a week and I was fine. I didn't feel like it. But then I was just, like
it's 'cause it's convenient.
I'm just going to go get some chicken.
Yeah.
And then I was, like, back eating chicken again. And I was just, like, I'm not going to beat myself up over it because, like, I'll do it when I'm ready. I'll do it
allow yourself that forgiveness because, you know, you tried. It just didn't work at this time.
Yeah, and maybe that isn't for me right now. Maybe I need to focus on, like, doing juices, like, more because, like, you know, I got a juicer now.
We love a good juice.
Yeah, so it's just, like, maybe there's different things that I'm meant to be doing right now other than that, and that's why it doesn't work out, and I'm fine with that, and I'm going to surrender to the flow of the universe.
Oh, my God, surrender. This is what we all need, you know, with what a time.
Yeah. All right, well, I think that's it for this episode, and let us know what you think of this episode.
We'd love to know your thoughts and come chat with us over on Instagram.
Bye.
Bye.